Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 34 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family, Clubhouse Magazine, and your podcast co-host.
And I'm Bob Smiley, the other co-host, the original and only Average Boy. I just want to make sure it's official that there will be no coasting in this podcast. We have the pedal to the metal and the throttle on full.
Wow, Bob, you sound really amped up for the podcast. What's the occasion?
I'm just really energized about this podcast because I love helping people. And today we're talking about honoring the people who help us. Also, my dad let me have half of his coffee this morning, so there's that. But mostly it's the helping people part.
You know, a lot of different workers have been doing a lot of great things in some really difficult times. You know, teachers have been teaching and coming up with creative ways for students to learn online. Grocery store workers have been working overtime to make sure our shelves are stocked with food.
And toilet paper! Who would have thought toilet paper would be traded like money? That little product is really on a roll.
Okay, I get it. Roll. But back to the topic. You know, doctors and nurses have worked hard to keep people alive and to care for everyone. Police and firemen always put their own safety at risk to save others.
And don't forget parents. My mom also became my teacher, and she did a great job. Plus, she also kept running to the store to get groceries and make meals. Although, I did tell her that I'd be willing to eat ice cream for every meal if that was easier for her. You know, I'm always thinking of other people like that.
You know, so many people have stepped up during the recent pandemic to help and support each other. COVID-19 was, and it still is, terrible, but I think a lot of people have looked for ways that they could help each other, and many people turned to God to find a solid foundation during all this uncertainty. You know, so I think pastors and ministries deserve a big thanks, too.
I'm always thanking my pastor, and not just during Clergy Appreciation Month. I'm not sure what a clergy is, although we're supposed to appreciate them every October, but why wait?
Oh, exactly. You know, we shouldn't wait to honor and thank pastors and everyone who stepped up and helped out during the crisis.
To show my youth pastor how much I appreciated him, I took him to a drive-through wild animal ranch last year. There were giraffes and elephants and other wildlife that walked right up to our car and ate food out of a bucket. My pastor enjoyed that until a giraffe mistook the top of his head for food. It was kind of embarrassing because I think he lost his favorite baseball hat.
Well, that was nice of you to do, Bob, but it doesn't have to be an extravagant outing like that. You know, you could make cookies, bring a lunch, say hi and thanks, you know, if you see some of these helpers in public, or you could even share an encouraging Bible verse with them.
Oh, that reminds me, when I saw my mailman in Henry Hippo's Pizza and Prizes last week, he said he was there with his kids, but I think he just likes the pizza.
Mamma mia!
I know I do. It's a perfect taste combination of cardboard and ketchup. Anyway, when I saw him, I ran up and thanked him for always delivering our mail on time. Through rain or sleet or viruses or anything else, our mail is always there. He said he wanted to get back to his kids, but I told him that I wanted to honor him for all his service by paying for him to play Motorcycle Champion. It's the best video game there because it's interactive. When you hit the red button, the motorcycle you're sitting on actually pops a wheelie.
That sounds like it could be dangerous.
It's not, actually. As long as you remember to put on the seatbelt, he must not have played the game before, because when I hit the red button for him, he went flying backwards off the bike just as Henry Hippo walked out to entertain all the kids. He crashed into Henry, who fell into my dad, who had just picked up our pizza. And not only did they let us keep the pizza that fell on the floor, but they made us another one that hadn't been on the ground.
Wow, that sounds delicious? But not as delicious as God's word. Not only is God's word sweet, but it nourishes our soul. So that's why sharing an encouraging Bible verse can be so powerful.
On one of our past podcasts, we asked listeners to send in their favorite verses. We got a great response. Maybe sharing their favorite verses will encourage other listeners to write down or tell their favorite verses to others.
Good idea.
Erin wrote in and said she liked Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Being happy just makes you feel better. And if I make people happy, then Maybe they should start calling me Dr. Bob.
I'd stick with average boy, average boy. Another fan favorite scripture was John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You know, it's a perfect verse to share with doctors or nurses or emergency responders. They often put their lives on the line to help.
We also got a lot of John 3:16s, which is one of my favorite verses too. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That sort of sums up the truth of our Christian faith.
Yeah, Hannah's favorite verse is actually a passage from Isaiah chapter 43 that really provides a lot of peace during uncertain times. Verses 1 and 2 say, "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you."
Wow, that really is a good one. And we can't leave out James chapter 1, verse 12. "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." I'm going to write that one in a card and give it to my uncle. He's a lawyer, so he's always involved in a trial.
That'd be really nice of you, Bob, but the trials in that verse refer to obstacles or problems, like not being able to go to school or losing a job or being persecuted for your faith.
Oh, thanks for the heads up. It sounds like that verse would be better to share with my youth pastor. He likes obstacle courses.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people have been going through trials lately, so it's good to pray for them too. You know, asking God to provide, protect, and give people peace.
That's a great thing anybody can do to honor our helpers.
You know, it's important to help people any way we can. So, Bob, I'm hoping you can help this listener with a serious problem. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Mason from Texas. I go to school with you, average boy. You've written about me a few times in Clubhouse magazine. Here's my question. Can you give me my pencil back that you borrowed?
Well, since he was from Texas, I figured he was a friend of yours.
Oh, sure. We all know each other down here. After all, there's only 29 million people in this state. And if I borrowed your pencil, you're welcome to look in my backpack for it. You may want to bring a clothespin for your nose, though. That skunk smell is still pretty strong.
P.U. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out. And I also saw this question from our website, that's averageboy.org, from a very intelligent young man named Titus. And he asked, "Hey, why don't you let Jesse tell more jokes?"
Okay, before I try to answer that, I again want to answer a question with a question. Why did Tarzan spend so much time at the golf course?
I don't understand that question, Bob. We're talking about my sense of humor, not Tarzan. But now I sort of want to know, why did Tarzan spend so much time playing golf?
He wanted to improve his swing. Now that is a joke. And it was sent to us by Triton.
Oh, wow. We must be really popular with people whose names begin with T.
True. And since we're on a roll with listener questions, Karen wrote in and asked, "How are you doing today?"
Oh, well, I'm good, Karen. Thanks. I'm just doing a podcast.
I'm good, too, Karen. Thanks for asking. It's nice for you to check in on us.
Yeah, and speaking of checking, how does a tree check its email?
Oh, no. I feel a joke coming on. Or wait a minute. It may be a sneeze.
It logs in. A tree log. Oh.
I would like to say I don't get it, but I'm a comedian, Jesse, so I will just leave that joke alone.
Well, I guess it's kind of hard to root for tree humor, and it's hard to say goodbye, but this is the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. And if you have questions or comments about this podcast, you can call us at 888-465-6595 and leave us a message. Like always, you need to have your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your question and your voice on a future podcast, just like we did today with my friend Nathan.
And if you want to be Bob's friend, you can read his funny Average Boy stories every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Find out more about this award-winning magazine for kids and more about devotions for super average kids, books 1 and 2, at averageboy.org.
We also want to give a shout out to Ray at Houston Pod for letting us record. He's awesome. So here's his shout out. So until next time, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse from Colorado, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. He's